it's kernels that the good times roll.
Welcome to All Ears, the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Kernels, presented by Miracle Ear. I'm your host and voice of the Kernels, Calvin Cristoforo. On the podcast, you'll hear from past and present Cedar Rapids baseball influencers, including players, managers, executives, insiders, and more.
Cedar Rapids Kernels, let the good times roll.
Welcome back to another edition of the Kernels All Year Podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 2, and we are in person. We are live together, Calvin Cristoforo, Kernels Clubhouse Manager Chance Miller, here inside the new and improved Cedar Rapids Kernels Home Clubhouse underneath Veterans Memorial Stadium. You can catch this podcast on anywhere you listen to our podcasts, but we're adding a new video element. You can see, you can join us live on YouTube. Chance and I are here together. We're in person. We're chatting. So if you want to see the video, you want to see the ambiance of the new clubhouse, we're here inside the Veterans Memorial Stadium home clubhouse. You can go to our YouTube channel. We're going to do a little bit of a tour of the clubhouse at the end of this podcast. But first, we're going to start by introducing our guest, Chance Miller. Chance, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, sir.
Now, it's your first year being the Kernels Clubhouse Manager. I'm just curious, how does one become a clubhouse manager?
Well, first, it started back, I was a bat boy for the Williamsport Crosscutters, and he quit midway through the season, and I got asked to be a clubhouse manager.
So at that point, you fell in love with it?
Fell in love with it.
So what is the day-to-day duties of a clubhouse manager? Because I said it's your first year with the Kernels, but we'll get into your resume a little bit more. You've been doing this for a little bit of time now.
Yes, sir, I have. And so day-to-day, come in right before the players do, and then when the players arrive at the field, they come to me and say, hey, you know, hey, can you give me anything from the night before or anything like that?
So you started with the Crosscutters. Who are the Crosscutters?
The Crosscutters, back in the day, they were a single-A team with the Phillies.
Okay. So short season single-A?
Short season, yep.
Okay, short season single-A with the Phillies. Back in your home state of Pennsylvania, which you talk about very often being from.
Yes, sir.
So you started with them, and then how'd you evolve going down the line of continuing to work in clubhouses?
So I continued staying with the Phillies for 3 years, and then when we got cut, we were the MLB draft league, and stuck with that, and then I found this job with the Kernels, and I took it.
How did you get hooked up with the Kernels? What made you want to move all the way across the country from Pennsylvania to Iowa to pick up a clubhouse job here in Cedar Rapids?
Well, I wanted to be with an affiliated team back again, and I saw that the Kernels job was open because their last clubby got promoted, and I hopped on it.
Is clubby like a cool term for clubhouse manager? Is that what the kids call it these days?
That they do.
Okay, so the clubby for the Kernels had moved on, and you inserted yourself here now in the first year as the Kernels clubhouse manager. But you mentioned you're from the Pennsylvania area. More specifically, you're from the Williamsport area, which is obviously home to the Little League World Series, but over the past couple of years has been home to the Little League MLB Classic, and you've been involved with that a little bit.
Yes, and that is amazing to see for the kids and for our hometown. And it's just amazing watching the MLB guys come in, and it's awesome.
So what have you done during that event?
The first 2 years when we had it, I was the bat boy for both the teams. And then the last 3 years, I was the clubhouse manager for either side if they needed anything.
So you've worked in Major League Baseball, working the clubhouse
side
of that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's completely different to minor leagues.
I was going to say, short season single A to the big leagues. What's the transition like? How drastically different is it?
Oh, it's huge. You know, you get to see the MLB guys and everything like that, and their mindset's a lot different than, you know, minor leaguers and stuff like that, and it's pretty cool.
So when you worked with that short season single A team, what were your day-to-day responsibilities? Do you think they're going to be something similar here than what your role is going to be with the Kernels?
Similar. There's a lot more responsibility.
Okay, so how does your, when you work in, you know, single A, what is your major league approach? Is it the same? Did you do the same thing, really? Maybe a couple more things?
Once I started learning from, like, what the MLB guys do, I started incorporating it to our draft league just to help prepare the guys for the minor leagues and then eventually get up to the MLB.
So you got that experience at the top, and then when you're able to insert what you knew a little bit down at the draft league level, What are the facilities like in that Williamsport facility? Because we see it, it's a smaller ballpark. Not many people have been there because tickets are very hard to get. What are the facilities like in that Williamsport?
It's a lot smaller. The clubhouse is literally the size of this, with kitchen and everything like that, with a bathroom. So coming here to Cedar Rapids, it's a lot bigger.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that the good times roll.
Hearing is important to living life to the fullest. That's why inside every Miracle-Ear store, you'll find better laughs at family barbecues. You'll find a better life is in store at Miracle-Ear when you experience the Miracle-Ear exclusive advantage. It starts with our free hearing assessment, plus innovative products that will fit your needs and budget. With free service and adjustments for life, call 319-243-7105 to schedule a free hearing evaluation and find a better life in store. Our local Miracle-Ear team is proud to support the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Group outings are a great way to unwind and enjoy a night out, and we invite you to reach out to our group sales staff and see all the options we have.
Everybody knows when you're at the game, the good times roll. Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Calvin Christofor with Chance Miller, the Colonels Clubhouse Assistant, his first year in 2023 on the Colonels All-Year Podcast, presented to you, as always, by Miracle-Ear. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts, and we're on YouTube for the first time, a video portion. You can see Chance and I, our beautiful faces, inside the Colonels Clubhouse. And let's go back to that. So, a lot of construction this season at Veterans Memorial Stadium. You've been a part of it. You've been working tireless hours trying to get this place ready for opening day. What have you seen in this Colonels Clubhouse that you've already compared to what a big league facility could look like?
Oh, this reminds me of a big league facility. I mean, this is insane. Everything's new, state of the art. Awesome.
What are a couple of those new features?
We have new lockers. We have a new beautiful couch right behind us. Kitchen, foosball table. Everything state-of-the-art for the players.
We'll take a walk in a little bit down the hallway to see some of the things you're talking about. And it's not just the home side. Look, you're the home, you know, clubhouse manager, clubby, as the kids say. But the road side has a very similar setup.
Oh, it is amazing. Everything is the same as the home side. So the visitors are getting just the same treatment as us.
When you came in to this clubhouse for the first time on day one and to now, how has it changed? And you can still hear maybe some of the construction going on around us. Colonels getting set for opening day here coming up. But how much improvement have you seen from your first day until today?
Oh, it is insane. When I first came in, it was a mess. There was stuff everywhere. It was dirty. And I was like, wow, there's no way we're getting this ready by the players to get here. The players arrived the second. So I was like, yeah, there's just no way. But it's come a long way. And it looks amazing.
So tell me about a couple of things you've done to get this place ready for opening day.
Cleaning every single locker, home and away, floors, bathrooms, everything like that. It's been a process.
Have you picked up a couple of new tricks along the way?
Yeah.
So how do you clean a facility this big in such short time? Because I'm sure our listeners want to know, they have to clean a kitchen, but you have to clean an entire locker room. How do you do that?
A vacuum and a lot of Dawn dish soap.
Dawn dish soap?
Dawn dish soap.
Why is that the secret?
It just cleans so well. It really does.
What do you clean with Dawn dish soap? Everything?
From the lockers and everything like that.
As we continue to see some construction going, hey, we're getting some construction going along. We can come on in. We got a lot of people helping out getting this Colonels Clubhouse ready for opening day. Chance Miller, yeah. The clubhouse manager, one of those guys. He joins us on the All Ear podcast, presented as always to you by Miracle-Ear. So Dawn dish soap is the secret. Cleaning is getting ready for this place set. But how do you really know this place is ready to go when opening day comes around? What is something that maybe you haven't crossed off your bucket list yet on cleaning, getting ready, but when you do, you're going to say, okay, I think we're ready to go?
When the players arrive.
Okay.
When the players arrive and they get all their uniforms and stuff like that, that's when I'm like, okay, we're ready.
So the players coming in soon, how do you anticipate that process going? How are you mentally preparing for a clubhouse with 30 empty lockers becoming clubhouse with 30 full lockers?
Yeah. When the players come, they come in two separate waves. We'll have a player first set come in at 12 o'clock, and then we'll have a second set come in at 10 at night. So it's going to be chaotic, but it's going to be a lot of fun getting them situated and everything like that.
So what does that process look like? They fly in. I'm sure they get some sort of transportation into the ballpark. They arrive at basically your front doorstep, the entrance to the clubhouse. And then what happens?
Thankfully, in a few days, I'll be able to get their sizes and everything like that. So that will be all taken care of when they come in. All I have to do is just hand them their stuff. They'll have lockers already picked out for them. We're actually going to be doing that today. And then they'll get situated, get whatever from the equipment room. We'll show you in a little bit. Get whatever they need.
Now, you haven't been with the Colonels. This is your first season, but you've been around the block in minor league baseball. How does the process work of a player getting promoted, leaving, and another player coming in to fill that spot?
I mean, it'll be a few weeks before we see any changes. But players, our manager, Brian Dinkelman, will come in and he'll sit down with the player. He'll take him to his office and he'll give him good news or bad news. So
on your end, though, how does it work with cleaning out the locker? What's that process like? How do you go about getting it set up for the next person to come in?
Well, first, if they're all on the road or something like that, you want to make sure their stuff comes back here, like their jerseys and pants and stuff like that, and then it'll get shipped to Wichita.
So what does a player's locker look like on the road? Do they usually take most of the stuff with them? Do they hang some stuff around? How bare bones is their locker at home when the team's away?
It all depends what all they have, like how many bats and stuff like that. But they'll definitely leave the home stuff, like the home jersey, home pants, and stuff like that.
Okay, so they'll leave a couple of things at home. They'll bring a couple of things on the road. We've been at home sitting in these chairs for, I think, long enough. How about we go around and maybe take a little bit of a trip around this new Colonels facility below Veterans Memorial Stadium? Let's take a walk around.
What do you think? Let's do it.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels on social media. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonel.
All right, so here you are. We're moving around the Colonels clubhouse. We can start with some of these lockers. Okay, so you mentioned the stuff you put in the locker. Show me what a typical locker setup might be if this is my locker and I'm a player.
So each player will have like 7 to 10 hangers, stuff like that for jerseys, shorts, all that fun stuff. And then they have these nice new chairs. Super nice.
How nice? Do you get to test it out for us?
I'll test it out for you. Super comfy.
Okay, comfortable chair.
Oh, yeah.
Comfortable chair.
And then in here, players will put their personal belongings, stuff like that, wallet, keys, anything valuable. They can lock it if they do choose so, but a lot of the times they don't. But, and then in here, you know, usually have helmet, batting gloves, batter's protection, like Evo Shield or something like that. And then down here.
Oh, it opens up.
Yeah, it opens
up. Secret compartment.
All freshly cleaned. Down in there, they'll usually have cleats, stuff like that. Bats will usually be off to the side, and then their uniforms and stuff like that.
So are these all new lockers?
Some yes, some no, but they're all pretty new.
How many new ones do you think are in the clubhouse?
Probably about half.
Okay, half of them are new, half of them are old. What is the craziest thing you've seen in someone's locker?
Oh. Usually it's from a pitcher.
Okay, why pitchers?
So they like to make this little game, and when they go out to the bullpen or something, they will have a weird backpack, like the one year there was a Dora the Explorer backpack, like little kids, and they put goodies and stuff like that in there.
Okay, so maybe some weird backpack.
Maybe some weird backpack.
How is the order of where the players are? Is it number order? Is it by position? How do you line up which player goes where?
Probably jersey number this year, so 1 to 30.
And how does a jersey number go about getting picked? You said you're getting
sizes
soon. If I'm a large, do I only get like 13 to 17? Or?
So usually 1, 10, and then 11 through 20, They're your medium, large, and then extra large, and then things like that.
Have you ever had to sort out a disagreement of a couple players wanting the same jersey number?
No. Actually, no, believe it or not, the coaches, they're a little bit more pickier.
The coaches are more picky. Why is that?
You know, they want their number because either they've been in the MLB or minor league system, and they have their specific number. That's why they get first pick.
Okay, the coaches get first selection. What if a coach wants a number, but it's not a new size? He's going to need to just
He'll switch it up, yeah. Okay. He's got to switch it up.
Okay. How does the player's numbers get selected? Say we have eight guys that are a certain size. Is it when the orders, when you get the size, is there a jersey number attached, or do you assign it? Or?
I'll assign it to them.
Okay, so you assign the players' numbers.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's no real selection. Have you ever had a trade after?
Yes. There's been trades. Like if a player wants this number, and they'll just swap jerseys. So it's going to be a hit or miss. It won't be the same once I give it to them by opening day.
Like, okay.
There'll be switches.
So you switch it up
a
little bit. In these lockers here, we got all these separate compartments. How much stuff do you think goes in this bottom compartment you showed us? Does it usually get all filled up? Because there's a lot of room in there.
Oh, yes.
How do you do you fit down there?
A lot of cleats.
Cleats?
Cleats. They go through cleats like crazy.
So players
they really do. Yes.
Have more than one set of cleats?
Oh, yeah.
How many cleat sets do you think they go through in a year?
All depends.
Really?
It really just all depends. Like pitchers, you know, they're a lot harder on their shoes because with their toe drags and
but
stuff
they only
like
pitch.
That.
They don't pitch every day.
Yeah, but they beat the living crap out of them. They do. We have these nice jerseys here. We have a nice BP top, home, and then we have new away jerseys.
Brand new away jerseys.
Yes. We had to get rid of a patch on the side.
Okay, so new away jerseys with the gray and the black and green. I like those. Those look sharp.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful. Really nice.
So cleats go in the bottom. Bats lean on the sides. How many bats do players go through in a year?
Oh, it's an absurd amount. It really is. It all depends. It all depends how the bat holds up and stuff like that. I mean, 10, 12, there's a lot.
10 to 12 bats.
Yeah, just in a little bit of time period, too.
What happens when a broken bat comes back into the clubhouse? Does that just go in the trash can?
No. We actually send it up to the team store, and, you know, a fan or kid or something like that likes that player so much, they can actually purchase it up in the team store.
Oh, that's awesome. So you can get a broken bat in the team store?
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
I might have to do that. When my favorite player breaks their bat, head up to the old team store and get one. How does a player's bat selection go? How do they get their bats? Is it something they bring on their own? Is it team issued? How does that work?
It all depends if the guys bring their own stuff or not. But we have bats for them, and I'll show you guys that in a little bit.
Okay.
There's different sizes, different models. All depends what the player likes.
Okay, so we're going into one of the new rooms here down in the Colonel's Clubhouse area. You hear the noise maybe behind us. Like we said, construction's still going on. What is this room?
This is the nice, beautiful video room. It's awesome. It really is. So players can look. Players and coaches will sit down and study and stuff like that.
So when you say video room, are they watching game film? Are they watching film on certain pitchers? Or are they watching more of themselves in their own swing?
All.
They'll
look upcoming pitchers coming to pitch and stuff like that. And they'll go over like critiquing, things like that.
So how many times a week would a player come in here and watch? Is it something they do every day?
This is going to be every day.
Every day. Okay, so that's how they maybe some people develop their scouting reports on what they're going to do?
Yeah.
How much is it percentage-wise breaking down, maybe not a certain percentage, but between looking at someone else, the other team, and looking at yourself and critiquing your own?
I mean, if you're a hitter, I mean, you definitely want to look at what the opposing pitchers are going to do, and you know there's different arm slots and stuff like that, different pitches for them to get.
Sure. So, and then hitters, do they also watch themselves as well?
Yeah, they just want to make sure they're doing what they can do.
So now here we're moving around to one of the new sitting areas, eating areas?
Yeah,
this is
one of the players' lounges. This is awesome. So this is where players can come hang out, watch TV, whatever they need to do.
So it's just a normal hangout area?
Yeah,
like the living room of the clubhouse.
Yeah, kind of. And they have a nice foosball table right here.
Nice food. Is this a new addition to the Colonel's Clubhouse?
Yes, it is.
Were you tasked with putting this together?
No, thankfully not.
Okay,
thankfully
so you did, not. This came in. It just appeared in the clubhouse. Are you a foosball guy? Do you like to play foosball?
I mean, yeah.
I don't want to show up any of the players here as we... But we'll play first one-to-one. So is this something they'll do often? See,
got me.
That was quick. Do you think coming in here, hanging out, is going to be a special place in the clubhouse?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have this beautiful kitchen over here to the side. Players can make meals and stuff like that, or I can take care of them with that.
So you... So. Do you do some cooking?
A little bit of cooking.
Really?
A little bit of cooking.
What do you sometimes cook?
Just simple stuff like mac and cheese and stuff like that.
So if nothing. if I want some mac and cheese, I can go to you and you can make me some?
I'm not saying it's gonna be the best, but yes.
Okay, hey, that's something you can keep in the back of your mind, but you make stuff for the players. How often do the players maybe cook on their own?
Not very much. Okay. We have their own cooking and stuff like that. The guys will bring in for them. But in here we have the equipment room. It's jam-packed.
And that's what happens early in the season when the jerseys and stuff are handing out.
Yeah.
So a lot of Colonels gear going around. Let's start with these. These are some big jackets. This looks like baseball in the Midwest in April and May to me.
Yes, sir. These are their jackets, pitchers or something like that. They want to wear them. You know, you have a lot of guys that are down Florida. They live stuff like that, and they come up here, and they're freezing. They're freezing, so they're going to want some jackets.
All right, and what is this over here? These look like they say Chance Miller on them, and that looks like that would be you. Are these Colonel's bats?
No, these are my personal bats.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how are these made?
Believe it or not, actually, I make these. Things.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You make bats, too?
Yes, I do.
How do you do that?
Back at home, I have a lathe, and we just make them.
Have you ever made a bat for a player?
Yes, yeah, I have a few... Few guys, minor league guys that use them.
What's your bat company? Shameless plug, throw it out.
Scale Bats.
Scale Bats, yes. Made by Colonel's Clubhouse manager Chase Miller. Chance Miller, see? I was going good until
you
that
were.
Chance.
You were.
He joins us on the All Ears podcast, Colonel's All Ears podcast, presented by Miracle Ear. Let's get to the fun stuff. First of all, football in here?
Some guys like to throw it. Okay. Pitchers, you know, get accuracy and stuff like that.
Okay. So let's get over to what the people want to see.
Jerseys.
The jerseys. You touched on them a little bit, but this is the home white jerseys the Colonels will be wearing this year?
That is correct.
And these red ones, what are these red ones?
They're the BP tops.
What is a BP top?
Batting practice. So they'll wear these during batting practice and stuff like that.
And we already touched on these brand new road uniforms with
they look so good.
They do, with the gray, green outline to the black numbers or navy blue numbers.
Yeah.
For the Colonels. So those are the three jerseys you might see your favorite Colonels players wearing. And what's down here in these
down
boxes? They say jersey.
Yeah, down here we have the special jerseys for special nights that they'll be wearing. We have the Sunday Blues, and we have a few jerseys that will be auctioned off throughout the year.
And then over here, I mean, look at all these baseballs. How many boxes do you think the Colonels might go through this season? Give me a number. Give me a guess.
Well, I mean, we still have all these over
here. These are full of baseballs, too?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All of these boxes are full of baseballs.
That they are. And we'll be getting more. This will survive about halfway through the season.
So how many boxes are in one of these boxes?
10 dozen.
10 dozen.
10 dozen baseballs.
So you're doing your math at home. That's 120 baseballs per box.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
10 dozen. And there is 16 boxes. That's where my math is going to end. Right there. But that is a lot of baseballs.
Yes. And then... We have rubbing mud.
Rubbing mud.
Yes.
What is rubbing mud?
Be careful.
Oh, we're dripping.
There we go.
So what is this? What is rubbing
mud? Right
there,
you rub on the balls to get rid of the polish off the baseball.
So it's a lot more liquid than anticipated, this rubbing mud.
These here are already baseballs that are done, that are pre-rubbed up.
Okay, so what's a non-pre-rubbed one look like?
We can show you.
Okay.
We can show you.
So, hold on. Get one of the rubbing ones out just for reference.
There you go. Here, I'll take the...
Yeah, take the rubbing as my hand is... it's got some rubbing mud on it. Can I rub this rubbing mud excess on this baseball? Is that allowed? No. I'm not going to do that.
And then here we have a baseball that's already in its wrapper. Here, let me take it out.
Okay.
So you can see the difference.
Wow, that's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
Between the rubbed up baseball and non-rubbed baseball.
Yeah.
So you are you responsible for doing that all season long?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So
believe it or not, I enjoy it.
You enjoy it?
I do.
Okay. So if you get a foul ball at Veterans Memorial Stadium this season, just know Chance Miller has touched that baseball. He has rubbed that baseball up and made it into what it is today. So in the corner here, it might be tough to see, but you got baseballs. Then I see a lot of Gatorade.
Yes, there's a lot of Gatorade, and there's Gatorade pouches up there.
So these are just, are they like powdered Gatorade
pouches?
Yes,
so this will go in the home...
cooler?
Yeah,
okay.
For the guys.
Okay. And then over here, equipment. How does this selection go? Do a lot of guys bring their own, or do a lot of guys grab some off the shelf?
A lot of guys, they do use their own, or if there's a guy that he just got called up or got sent back down and he forgot his stuff up there and he needs it for a game or so, there's extra stuff here for them.
So a lot of this is just temporary gear.
Yeah, if they need anything, yep.
Okay, and then we got the pants over here, self-explanatory.
Yeah, there's a lot of pants.
You got to wear pants when you play baseball. But this is what I'm intrigued by, the old bat rack. A lot of bats in here. Where do these all come from?
These actually come from the Twins. So
okay.
The Twins give these to the guys if they need any bats.
Okay, do a lot of guys use these? A lot of guys bring their own, or is it a mix of both?
Mix of both, yep.
Okay, mix of both. And you can get bats, I'm sure, all different shapes and sizes.
Well, when we have the equipment truck, this isn't any, this is just a few. When the equipment truck comes later in next week, they'll have so much more.
A lot more, because like you said, you do the math, you break 10 or 12 bats a season, you got, what, 15 hitters, 12 hitters?
Yeah.
That's a lot,
that's a lot of bats
to go through. All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking us on a little tour of
Thank
your
you
home down here.
Me.
And Veterans Memorial Stadium, brand new home clubhouse. That is Chance Miller, the clubhouse manager for the Colonels for the 2023 season. I'm Calvin Cristoforo. This has been Colonels All Ears, a Colonels podcast presented to you by Miracle Ear.
Choosing Miracle Ear was a great decision. Like when I decided to host family movie nights. Miracle Ear made it easy. I just booked an appointment and a certified hearing care professional evaluated my hearing loss and helped me find the right device calibrated to my unique hearing needs. Now I enjoy every moment, the quiet ones and the loud ones.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.